a linebacker, how much of a change in responsibility is that for you?
It's really all the responsibilities put on your plate as far as, number one, getting the defensive lineman aligned, making the calls, making the checks, talking to the DBs. It's a big responsibility, but it's been fun. You know what I mean? I've definitely had to study a lot more when I go home, take a nap, and then, you know, get on the film and, you know, just get to studying. But it's been fun.
How different is this offseason from last season when you had the graduation rule?
Yeah, OTAs is very valuable. I definitely wish I would have did this last year for sure because, I mean, it's just time. You know, getting to know the playbook, actually getting to run it, getting to make your mistakes, getting to learn what you can and can't do within the defense. So to just be forced to just jump into mandatory mini camp and then the preseason's right around the corner, that's kind of a tough deal.
Follow up to that, two of your teammates are now dealing with the same graduation rule. How can you help them when they come back?
Yeah, man. They just got to kind of try and stay in touch with the coaches. I mean, it's one thing to hear it over the phone and, you know what I mean, try and figure out a defense and watch film, but it's another thing being there. So, I mean, just trying to understand the defense as best they can. That would be my advice, you know what I mean, just talking to them and everything. But it's really a tough deal, to be honest with you, especially if you're playing a position like Mike or something like that.
How often have you found yourself maybe leaning on pause a little bit to, you know, whether it's trying to study a play or knowing what to do in a certain situation? How much do you lean on him occasionally for advice?
Most definitely. It's not even occasionally, it's frequently. Even when I'm out there, I'm asking them questions like, should I have done this? Should I have done that? What would you have done in this situation? After practice, we'll watch film. We'll get together and we'll watch it together. I mean, he's been like, you know, like an older brother to me. You know what I mean? Just really taking me under his wing. He's been nothing but help, and I greatly appreciate it because he doesn't have to do that by any means, but I really appreciate it.
First conversation with him, like, after, you know, officially he finds out, was that awkward? Were you worried it would be awkward?
Yeah, I mean, me being, you know, me, I was kind of like, I didn't know how he was going to be, but Puzz, he's just such a professional. He was just like, okay, like, let's get it right, man. If this is what it takes to win, that's what we're going to do. So I just kind of followed his lead, and it kind of gave me the confidence to step in that huddle, look everybody in the eye and be like, okay, now I'm the Mike linebacker, you know what I mean? Puzz is still Puzz. He still has nothing but respect for me, but I'm the Mike, so I have to, you know, kind of try and take over where he left off.
The way that conversation went, did that take a lot of weight off your shoulders? Knowing
most
that
definitely.
It wasn't gonna be-
yeah, most definitely for me, because I'm like, oh, man, like, this is going to be weird, like, you know what I mean? But he was straight up with me. He was like, man, let's do this. Let's win. You know what I mean? If this is what it takes for the team to win, then this is what we got to do. So he was all for it.
Is he asking you for advice too?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So we're both, I mean, I'm asking him more questions than he's asking me. But, yeah, every once in a while he'll be like, so how'd you do this? Should I blitz this way? You know, little stuff like that. So we're both kind of leaning on each other, just learning new positions and everything.
What's been most difficult for you learning this?
I think as far as difficulty, it's really not difficulty. It's just me applying myself, me taking the extra time, you know, before the finals come on to make sure I study, and then when the finals go off, study again. You know what I mean? Just little stuff like that. I mean, that's just honest, you know what I mean? But, yeah, just really just me applying myself, taking the time to study it, so that way when I come in the morning, you know what I mean, it's fresh on my mind, and we go over it again, then we go out and run it, and I'm out there on P's and Q's, and we can just run fluidly, if that makes sense.
Do you foresee a situation where, whether it's OTAs, mini camp, or even training camp, where you might align one way, and with pause might say, no, remember, we got to do this.
Yeah.
Can you
see him correcting you
right there on the field?
Hopefully, you know what I mean, I'm on my game where that doesn't happen. But, I mean, there's times where there's checks out there and Puzzle kind of like, he won't say it out loud, but he'll kind of whisper it because he's right to my right, you know, where he lines up. So he'll be like, say this. So I'll spit it out real quick because I'll forget one of the checks. But, no, he's been nothing but help for me. Even out there on the field, he's saying stuff and, you know, but eventually one day I have to grow into that position to the point where it's where he can focus on what he's doing and I can focus on what I'm doing, and it's no longer that. So that's really what I'm working towards.
Last year, as a rookie, they brought you along really gradually and really slowly over the first 2 or 3 months. Bam, you make the position change and they announce it in April.
Yeah.
How's that mentally work for you when you were brought along so gradually and then boom this year?
Yeah. You know, coming into the offseason, I didn't really know where I stood, what position I was going to play. So it was kind of like, okay, I'm in limbo right now. And then once they're like, okay, this is what you're doing, I was like, all right, now I can focus my energy and attention on, you know, one spot and I know what I'm doing. So It's definitely been great because now I know exactly what I'm doing and I can focus these next couple months exactly on what I'm doing. So it's actually been a relief for me, you know what I mean, to know what I'm doing and know what my job is. That's a good feeling.
Is that time training for you last year? It's like, hey, I'm the middle. Oh, I'm a will. Now I'm strong. I mean, can't really get settled in anything.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't frustrating. It was just kind of like, you know, what am I doing this week? You know, but overall, it's given me a broad perspective of defense, just knowing where to be, you know what I mean, know what everybody else around me is doing. And it's kind of cool now that I'm Mike. I'm like, okay, I'm here. Telvin's doing this. Puzz is going to do this. The safety is going to do this. Like, I have a whole 360 view of what's going on.
Is it time right for this, Miles? I mean, I assume this would have been really difficult last year to try to
get. Yeah, it definitely would have been difficult as far as just trying to just throw me in there. Puzz has been here. I'm not here in OTAs, and all of a sudden I'm the mic. Like, that just wouldn't make sense. You know, that's not realistic and everything. So,
but year two,
step under your belt.
It was the coach's decision, you know what I mean? Whatever the coaches say, that's what I'm going to do. So, say I came back this year and they said I was playing Sam again, and that's what I was going to do, you know what I mean? So, I don't control anything. It's the front office, and I just come in and do my job every morning.
Is it nice to not be cross-trained in several positions and just focusing on one?
Yeah, that's kind of cool, you know what I mean, to just study one spot and just know what I'm doing. But also having the prior knowledge of last year from doing it, it kind of, again, brings the whole perspective in. Brings it all into perspective that I know what everybody else is doing.